Star 98. Good morning, Steve and Laura. Appreciate you having us on. I'm back from a couple of days off, so we're back together again. Laura's at home. I'm here in the Star 98 studios, and whenever I'm gone, it just seems like all heck breaks loose. Even when I'm in studio and Laura is at home, all heck breaks loose, and you had a major mess again this morning. I mean, it's all a mess when I'm not around, or if I am here, it's all a mess.
Oh, yeah, you're the solution to all my problems, let me tell you, or the cause of them.
Right.
So yesterday, I woke up early because I knew I was coming into the studio. I knew the roads might be a little sloppy, and so I woke up early. I made some coffee. I put it in one of those stainless steel Star 98 mugs, and I thought it would have cooled off enough to drink when I was in studio. So sometime in the 6 o'clock hour, I took a big gulp like an idiot and burnt my mouth. So I had that plastic feeling, you know, in the roof of my mouth and on my tongue. Yeah. So that was yesterday morning. So this morning I was like, oh, okay, well, I'm going to make leisurely because I'm at home here. I'm going to make a pot of coffee. Sometimes I just make a half pot for myself, but I was feeling real like a go-getter today. I'm like, I'm doing a full pot. That's right. I might make some iced coffee this afternoon. So I'm not fancy, and I think we've talked about this. I still have the same coffee pot that a friend of mine bought as a housewarming gift in 2008, because at that time I really didn't drink coffee, but she did. She was staying for the weekend. She's like, I got to get you a coffee pot because I'm not going to be able to function without coffee. And so it's just one of the regular put the pot underneath, pour the water in the back of it, make some coffee, right? So I'm doing that this morning, not realizing that I'm not aiming correctly, and half of the water is kind of streaming into the pot and then down the back of the pot, at which a point I realize and stop and go, oh my God, I have water all over the counter now. So I put the rest of the water in the pot. It goes in fine, and I turn it on, and I'm wiping up the counter now. But then I realize that some water has now went all underneath the coffee pot. And I think to myself, because I'm a careful person, clearly, yeah. I think this probably isn't very safe, being that it's an electronic device sitting in a pool of its own water plugged in, right? So I tip the coffee pot ever so slightly up just to put the rag underneath and wipe, only to realize that the overflow holes in the back are now streaming water down onto the counter. So yeah, so that's been my morning. My countertop got a very nice scrubbing, and I have now a half a pot of coffee, even though there was enough to start for a full pot, but now only a half. So yeah, it's a real great week so far.
Good news is you don't have to wash the countertop at all. You've already done that. It's like before 7 o'clock, you had the countertop. You had one thing accomplished already today.
Oh yeah, so, and you know, down the front of the cabinets and the floor right there. Yeah, I mean it's all very well scrubbed, pristine, sparkling condition now.
Love it. And it's only 7-Eleven. Star 98.
Steve and Laura in the morning on Star 98.